ഗോവിന്ദ ദേശികം ഉപാസ്യ സ്ഥിരായ ഭക്തം തസ്മിൻ സ്ഥിതേ നിജമാഹിംനി വിദേഹമുക്ത്യാം അദ്വൈത്യവാഷ്യം ഉപകൽപ ദിശോ വിജിത്യാം കാഞ്ചീപുരേ സ്ഥിതം അവാപസാ ശങ്കരായ ഋതിസ്മൃതി പുരാണാനാം ആലയം കരുണാലയം നമാമി ഭഗവത്പാദ ശങ്കരം ലോകശങ്കരം അപാര കരുണാസിന്ധും ജ്ഞാനതം ശാന്തരൂപിണം ശ്രീചന്ദ്രശേഖര ഗുരും പ്രണമാമി മുദമ്യഹം സദാശിവ സമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യ മധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യ പര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരു പരമ്പര. With benediction to Adi Shankaracharya and to his lineage up to the 69th Guru of the venerated Kamakotipitam, Pujya Shri Jayendra Saraswati Swamigal, in whose benign and august presence this function is being held, I bow to him as I commence my address today. It gives me great pleasure to welcome you all to this pleasant and solemn function organized this evening to confer the 14th Shri Shanmukananda National Eminence Award in Fine Arts to one of the most celebrated artists of our times, who by dint of devotion, determination and hard work has risen himself to being one of the foremost artists of this era of ours. Sangeetha Marthand, Padma Vibhushan, Pandit Jasraj. And to three young and promising artists of our times who would be conferred the Sangeetha Shiromani Awards with the blessings and in the presence of Panditji. Today, there is added attraction on this stage. The stage is full of benediction and blessings. Thanks to the divine presence of His Holiness, Pujya Shri Jayendra Saraswati Swamigal, at whose blessed hands these awards are going to be given. In the Golden Jubilee year of the Sabha in the year 2002, almost 11 years before, several significant steps were taken to further the cause of fine arts in this country and to give fillip to our efforts in this direction. The institution of National Eminence Award also took place in that year, and singularly was one of the major steps that the Sabha had taken during that year to further and sustain the momentum in fine arts by acknowledging the contribution of practitioners of art. Over these years, we have honored 14 living legends of our times and 40 young and promising artists who have themselves grown under the shadow of being young and today have blossomed to being artists in their own right. And it has come to occupy an important place in the annual calendar of the Sabha. From times immemorial, fine arts has been patronized by royalty and courts of wisdom. With the demise of royalty, it fell on to the Devasons and the temple boards to recognize the contribution of artisans and artists in view of the sublimity and divinity of the art form. With the democracy gaining currency, the need for an institutional framework for furthering the movement of culture in the land arose, and that is how institutions like ours took on ourselves the task of recognition of art and artists through award schemes, of which this National Eminence Award is one. This is indeed a significant step in furthering the cause of fine arts in the country. Not only we have an award for honoring a lifetime contribution, but also honor those promising ones who will be motivated to go further in their musical career. Honor the old and teach the young, says an old Danish proverb. This award does both. It not only honors the old, it teaches the young as well. Not only teaches the young, it also provides a motivation through the Sangeetha Shiromani Award to the young to go places in life. In that sense, this award is indeed unique. The format that we have taken for this award is different from the customary and the pedestrian one that is generally taken by institutions for the awards scheme. Not only the Sabha honors for lifetime contribution to music, other Sabhas in the city also joined the Sabha in felicitating and honoring the principal artists. Not even for fear of contradiction or even the slightest of going away from factual position, I can tell you that most of the artists who have received this award over these years have experienced the difference that this award has given, and more so when the temple honors are showered on them and divinity is thrust on them as they acknowledge their own contributions to the cause of music. India is indeed a pantheon of cultural efflorescence. despite the internal strife and the imbalances that have taken place in the Indian economy and therefore affected its culture and its people, and more so the cultural invasion that has taken place with cross commercialization, and more importantly the terrorist attacks that have debased our culture, yet she attracts foreigners in droves. Large groups of diverse interests still come to this country thanks to its vivacity, the diversity of its culture, and more importantly the nature of its people, which she is endowed and blessed with. Over the periods, the culture of this land has seen several highs and lows. Despite being one of the hoary traditions of the world itself, of the Indian culture, it is not that it had seen its panoramic eclipse at all points of time. There have been periods when it had had its down, but the period between the 10th and the 18th century is still reckoned in the archives in the history of this land as the golden period of Indian music. It was during this time that over the eons the country had cradled several saints, savants and seers who had stamped their own contribution on the cultural panorama of this peninsula. These saints and savants travelled the length and breadth of the country by foot, spreading their spiritual discourses, music, poems and the alike. They mixed freely with all sections of the society and brought about a renaissance through the culture of this land. It is their contribution which stood the test of time, not only the invasions that had taken place during that time. In fact, it was only during that time when the invasions also took place, the music that came from the distant Parisian lands, the Sufi movement, also got interwoven with the Bhakti movement of this land. And that is where the Indian culture went to its zenith, and it sustained over a period of time. Indian classical music has both a spiritual and a secular context. In its spiritual context, it draws its origin from the Vedas. Anantavai Vedaha, Vedas are eternal. So as much as we remember the Vedas over the years, over the centuries, Indian classical music had also existed from that time in some form or other. And it is traditionally believed that the mantras in the Vedas have no impact unless they are rendered with swaras. It is these swaras that have a different impact, that come onto the vibration in the atmosphere and bring about the desired effect that the Vedas are expected to give to humankind. And it is these vibrations that the Vedic literature refer to in four distinct categories, Anudita, Prachya and Samhita, from where the seven swaras had arisen, which are the foundation, the pillar of Indian classical music. The divinity of Indian classical music also comes from the fact that it owes its origin, as it said, to the Vedas, and more specifically to the Samaveda. The Gandharva Veda, the language of the gods, the celestials, it is this that is the root, the source, the origin of the Indian music of today. It is almost similar to the Rig Veda, both in the pronunciations in the text and the hymns. It's only because there is no emphasis given to the rendition, and more so because of the musical way it is being done, Samaveda is distinct and different. Even though there were 1,000 shakas of Samaveda that were brought in those days, they all eclipsed over time. And from 1,131 shakas that existed when Vedavyasa gave this more than 5,000 years ago, there are hardly 11 recensions that are available today. So it is this fundamental origin of the Indian music that makes it divine, that makes it different from music the world over. The Kalakar treats it as an offering to the Lord, gives it to him at his lotus feet for having given unto him this blessed culture of this land. Today this award of ours gains credence thanks to one of the celebrated sons of the soil accepting the award. Countless number of artists who have accepted this award have humbled us by the spontaneity with which they have accepted this award. The inaugural award was received by Semagudi Srinivas Iyer at a ripe age of 94. I think it is his blessings that has elevated this award to the level that is obtaining today. And that tradition that Semagudi Srinivas Iyer said is being followed year after year, with Jambavans of our time coming to accept this award. And today, It is Pandit Jasraj who has come to accept this award of ours. Panditji was born in the Mewati region of the Hisar district of Haryana. Today, another son has risen above in the national capital region, who also comes from Hisar. It is the Aam Aadmi Party. So all good things happen. Kejriwal also comes from that place. He hailed from a very orthodox family of Pandit Mothiram. A very orthodox family, a musician's family. At the young age of 4, Pandit Jasraj lost his father. And that too on the day when he was appointed to the court of Osman Ali Khan as the court musician. From that day, he came under the care and tutelage of his elder brother, Pandit Maniram, who not only became his life care, but also became his guardian, custodian, and guru and teacher for his music. Pandit Jasraj has then come under the tutelage of several celebrated artists of those years. He came under Maharaja Jaivan Singh Vagela, Ustad Ghulam Kadar Khan, and for that Agra Gharana influence that also shades on him, he came under Pandit Swami Vallabhdas. In 1960, Ustad Bade Ghulam Ali Khan was not well and he was hospitalized. Panditji went to take a courtesy call on him. Then the offer of the lifetime came to him. Then Bade Ghulam Ali Khan said that, "I will accept you as my disciple." But Panditji politely declined even that divine offer that came to him from the great Ustad, saying that, "I am under the tutelage of my brother." That is the reverence and the regard that he had for Pandit Maniram, both as his brother and guardian, and also as his guru. Pandit Maniram perfected Rag Bhairavi over 9 years' time. Today my children will do it in one session through audio and say that I have perfected the art of the raga. But Pandit Maniram took 9 years to perfect Raga Bhairavi. And that Pandit Jasraj took 7 years to do it. And today, if Raga Bhairavi has something that makes any rasika feel that it is the soul of music, then when it is rendered by Pandit Jasraj, then you would know what it is. The raga itself is synonymous with this guru. To that extent, he has elevated himself. What is it that he has not achieved during his lifetime? His award is just one on the broad shoulders. Many have come on to him. One more is going to sit so lightly on him. It makes no difference to him. Be it the Jasraj Puraskar, which is given for accomplished artists in this country. In fact, the auditorium that he performed on the 11th of November 1997 in New York, that is named today as Jasraj Auditorium. The Jasraj School of Music Foundation in Vancouver, or the Jasraj Academy of Music in New Jersey, or the fellowship that has been instituted in his name by the University of Toronto in Toronto. All these speak volumes of the greatness of this great master of our times. Not only that, there is a jugalbandi that he had perfected during his lifetime. Not only perfected, refined it and brought it to shape. And this is called as Jasarangi. So, the eminence travels to the extent of not just on awards, titles, names, buildings, institutions, into the core of the music itself, whether it is Rag Bhairavi or into the Jasarangi that he had created. This is the greatness of the artist that we are celebrating today. In those days, he used to perform when he was very young as a tabla artist to his elder brother. So one fine day, one of the rasikas sitting over came to him and told him, "Ye kya badi baat hai? Aap raag ki baat kar rahe ho. What is it that you are speaking of ragas when all that you are doing is to generate some sound out of the dead sheet of an extended animal's instrument?" Pandit Jasraj could not take that. At the young age of 14, he simply could not take it. He took a vow that, "I will never return to my home unless I become proficient in vocal singing." That day he left home. took a law, Chanakya Shavadam, and said, I will not cut my hair as well. Kesh bhi katne karunga till I start singing. And then many years later, after having gone through all those Maharaja, Vagela, or through all these gurus, when he came back and rendered that first volunteer radio concert, Kosami Kannada, with which he started, that day he fulfilled his vow. This is the greatness of the artist. This is the determination of the artist. This is the devotion of the artist to the art itself. It was a steel-like resolve which has brought him to the position that he is today. If he is today an institution, it is because of that effort, the sahitya, that has gone into the creation of the artist in him. We are therefore just not celebrating music. We are celebrating the life and times of Pandit Jasraj himself. As we confer this award at the hands of His Holiness, there are three young artists who come under His shadow today, seeking His blessings, seeking His benediction, seeking all the influence of His mastery over this art, so that a shade of it falls onto them. And one day, when these young artists come of age and become as profound and impacting as Pandit Jasraj is, and one day when they come to the same Vyasapita to receive a National Eminence Award for lifetime achievement, then the cycle would have gone the full circle. This award would have got its meaning and relevance. The whole purpose of this award is that honoring somebody for lifetime contribution, but more than that, making his influence, making his blessings fall onto young artists, so that this art form can be perpetuated for long. May the Jagan Mata Kamakoti Kamakshi and the Guru shed his grace on all of them. May he enable Pandit Jasraj to live long, Jivet Sharatashatam, so that he will continue this musical journey. More and more people will be trained, and this Akshaya Patra of music that this world has been given to by us, he will continue to contribute to it, so that the reservoir will grow Vardhatam, Abhivardhatam. May these young boys also be inspired by this great Guru and emerge to be the foremost artists of their times whenever they reach that level. May the good Lord shed His grace on all of us too, so that we can draw a leaf from the life of nobility of men like Pandit Jasraj and make our own life sublime. Thank you, and God bless us all.